I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll have a moment of silence for all service personnel. Roll call, please.
Okay, roll call. Director Bowie?
Here.
Director Israel?
Here.
Director Wargo?
Here.
Director Davis?
Here.
Director Link?
That's all I heard was. Here.
That was me.
Hello?
Here.
Consent calendar. That's approval of the Finance and Audit Committee minutes and warrants for February 21. Regular board meeting minutes for February 21.
I make a motion to accept.
A second.
Director Bowie?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye. Next item, no lines or warrants. Update on the Alliance.
We had our meeting, but we didn't do nothing with the The meeting with the Alliance was with the flood control, and we just pretty much talked about the drought and just how we can still conserve and all that. He did say though we are not out of the drought. We are still a season and a half away from being out of drought. And that's pretty much how our meeting went.
Okay.
And our next one is tomorrow night.
Okay. I'm gonna jump ahead because apparently you need to go pick somebody up. I'm gonna give you a chance at public comment. If you can't buy anything on the agenda, you got 3 minutes. Go!
Okay. Last year,
what's your name?
My name's Kathleen Tippett. Okay. My address now is 155268 Peachtree, but this is regarding last year. I live in this park meeting and I tried to do something with Housing Authority, but it says it's vacant for manufactured home means I was paying $875 a month. And they couldn't lease out the federal funds because it was coming back from house tax with vacant for manufactured home means. And I paid the bill to the Department of Disability and Aging 2 times last year. Because I paid it through Department of Disability and Aging, whoever he is, he looked at my file and said, I have to pay it in full every month because I left this poor man with a big water bill, unusually, and I paid it through disability and aging twice, $250 each time. And now they're penalizing me and they have to pay my bill in full every month because I left this poor man with a big water bill.
Who's saying that?
Whoever he is, the girl at the front desk, Ellen, is telling me, he looked at my file and said, the man looked at your file and said that you are not allowed to make partial payments. You must pay it full every month. Okay, it was a $44 bill last month. They ran it up to $138. I paid $125 last month.
Okay.
I have my payment.
Okay. We cannot.
I understand you're frustrated. Just settle down. What we need to do is we have to put it on the agenda for next month, okay? All right? Because that's how it works.
Yes, I understand the process. I worked for LA County Office of Education. Right. I was an Assistant Superintendent of Educational Services.
Okay. So we'll put it on the agenda, and I'll have Miss Sally get it set up for you. And what I would like you to do is, if you have any statements from the agency or whatever that you pay the funds to, that are supposed to pay it and stuff.
Community Action, Community Access Center is coming tomorrow to the Water Board. There's a gentleman, the Director of Change from Community Access Center. He's coming here tomorrow for a meeting with me and you guys.
Okay.
And I have Liberty Mutual, and I want to, I don't have water right now. They shut it off this morning. The bill's not even 30 days old. They bought it at $196. They brought it up to this morning. I paid $125 yesterday and last month, and now it's at $196 in a month, and the bill was only $55. Okay, I understand you don't deal with financial problems here.
No. But that's kind of what I'm saying is we can't make any decisions at this board.
It has to become old business. I understand. It has to become old business. Has to be put on
the agenda. It has to be put on the agenda.
I understand. I give the Board of Education for this.
Okay.
I'm just happy to be having an anxiety attack right now because I can't flush my toilet. And I asked them if they would just let me leave it until the 26th when I get my Liberty Mutual stipend, and they set it off anyway and just gave me another $70 to pay. And I don't mind paying because I'm going to get them all off of me, but it's kind of sad that they couldn't extend it until the 26th when the check gets here. Like, I understand perfectly the agenda process.
$10 in fees, just alone fees. Well, I'll have her look into it, get us information and stuff like that, okay?
Yes, they told me, yes, I don't pay one time. And as you see here, there's a lot of months between last July and right now. And for you to have left on for 8 months without one payment, I don't think so. It's not so, and I'm really upset.
Okay.
This property is not even for me. I don't know how they got it. For example, a water meter in the first place. So it made $7. Making for manufacturing homes.
Now, that's a county code issue.
That's another issue, and then we're able to put that on the agenda too. I want to know how they have it.
We don't deal with the county and then issuing permits for houses and all that. So that's all we deal with is water.
It's fraud for him to take any money from me at all because he doesn't have any permits. So
that's
I moved on. And why are they penalizing me for disability and aging, paying my bill? Why, if I'm disabled, why would they penalize me? Sure.
I can't address that at this meeting. Okay, I'm sorry, but I can't. I can't. It's not, since it's not on the agenda, I can't address it. Because all I can do is offer you suggestions of what to do.
Thursday night, Friday is closed, Saturday is closed, Sunday is closed. Yesterday I was on the phone all day long trying to address it, and you can't get a resolution within a 24-hour period and then just shut it off anyway. It seems that it needs to, someone needs to gesture your
there was a tag put on the property.
Thursday night? Right, it's closed Friday.
What's time on Thursday?
Pardon?
What time on Thursday?
At night, if you know, it was there at night. It came late in the day. And they tagged my house on Sundays because I told them, I never got a second tag, and they went over and tagged that house on that picture. And they tagged on it, I can't correct it. And they tagged it on a Sunday morning, because they already claimed they'd already packed it, and they hadn't. That night. Sunday, they packed it on Sunday. So
they don't
have anybody working on Sundays. Yeah, isn't that great? I've got a picture of the tag that's dated, and just got there. I'm telling you, it wasn't there on when I addressed it on Thursday. There was no tag up yet, and she was charging me. And
what are you saying?
It showed up Sunday morning. This isn't the other property.
You're saying it showed up this Sunday morning?
No. When I was at the other property, and this building agent came to help me with my payment, it showed up on a Sunday morning because they claimed they had already tagged it, and they had never tagged it, and then the tag showed up Sunday morning.
We don't have anybody working on Sundays.
Yeah, well, do you think I'm making it up?
Telling you, the general manager lives all the way in Phelan. He's not going to drive all the way out here.
Oh, it's a yellow tag. It showed up on my fence Sunday morning. How do I know if...
Well, I'll have him check your record to find out when it was put on there.
Sure.
Because there's a date on the paper.
Yes.
And we're not out friends to test anybody else.
And if I didn't get the second tag, then so that they had put it on the gate fast.
Okay, she said put it on the agenda, talk to her later to see what can be done. Like, I cannot make any decisions with the board. Right? So. We're stepping outside the bounds of our law. So, you understand what I'm saying? Like, we've already got, we're not supposed to address it, but we're going to let it be for the 3 minutes. Now, I want to get into that issue. What is your question?
It wasn't answered, she was disabled.
Yes.
You are disabled?
Yes, I am.
So tired. The law that you said is disabled.
But she was not one of the ones who got it.
I'm sorry?
Somebody else was in the hall.
No.
When?
When the water was turned on.
I was just warning, I was there.
Oh, okay.
At a panic attack.
Yes, I know, I have to find out.
I called Ellie and I said, they are off to turn my water off, please stop them. And she said, they're already back in the office, how can I do?
But I was at home.
Yeah, Ellie trash.
Put it on the agenda, I'll talk to her after the meeting, or can't do anything.
I wanted to pay $138, but I asked for them to wait until the 26th. I don't even care, the money's not a big deal, it's the issue. I want to not ever have this happen again, and I don't have money until I get Liberty Mutual's stipend. And I don't understand why, the company I was in and gas company, they have the arrangement.
Because they're public entities under the PUC.
And you're privately owned company.
No, we're not.
I thought that that's what.
Cabazon Water District is a public, it's just like the county of Riverside. Public agency, following different rules and regulations that we have to follow.
We're not governed by the California Public Utilities Commission.
Because that's.
Right.
We are a government agency. We are voted on the board by the public on general election.
The Attorney General's office, to see if I can't find out what the procedure was to appeal this.
You are doing $210
in late fees and penalties.
You came to the board, right? And that's part of the appeals process. This is the board of directors.
Yes, I know that. There's no one here. Thank you.
That's
my allotted time, yes.
We will. She'll put on the agenda, I'll talk to her afterwards, and see what's going on. Old business, Ms. Ellie?
Go to General Dunbar.
Well, would it please the board for me to give a summary of the manager's operations report?
Yeah.
So as many of you might already be aware, we did have a emergency about 2 weeks ago on Maxine Street.
Oh, you mean on Saturday?
Saturday. I think
cleanup day?
Uh-huh.
I think most of you, if not all of you, showed up at one time or another on site. And some of you have been helped out.
I didn't see him.
I didn't see you.
I'm the one that called Calvin at a little after 8:15 in the morning.
I was in the hole digging.
I know, I saw that.
So are.
No, yeah, we're aware that now it still hasn't been. It's just capped right now, right?
I believe it's just capped. We did get the materials in. I got the receipt today, so the materials to repair that did just arrive. So repairs are expected to be very soon, I believe later this week. Or no, I'm sorry. No, next week, because we will have to shut off parts of the street. So we're notifying the houses around the area that will be affected. We're notifying them extra early. I believe we're planning on sending out flyers either tomorrow or Thursday to give them an extra few days to prepare for this. And then I believe they're going to shut off, I want to say Tuesday next week.
Whose fault did they say it was?
The trash guy.
Yeah, the dumpsters.
It was the guys driving the white pickups to get the tires. From the county.
Because one guy said it wasn't us.
It was the guys from the county.
So we took my tires.
Did we see that it was the guys with the tires?
Somebody saw and talked to them. I would like it, if possible, to have them start as early as possible out there to, you know what I mean?
They're planning on starting out first thing in the morning that day. Because
they gotta shut 9 valves off and then drain the system, and that's going to be hard.
Yeah, they're planning on arriving extra early that day and trying to allot extra time for that.
I'll be at work, so I'm not going.
You showed up?
Yeah, I was in all day. I'm fine.
Why?
Because he wanted to. I wanted to help.
So, and then there was a second emergency over this last weekend on Main Street. Somebody hit a hydrant. So
that's where the bent Ballard is.
Yeah.
That's
I was going to call you about that this morning, and I forgot.
Yeah, that was the second. That was on Friday. Somebody hit that. They capped it off or turned it off temporarily. I'm not sure if they fixed the hydrant itself yet.
Was that the one that the car flipped over?
I'm not sure. I didn't get that detailed report.
It's out on the ground.
But, so we had 2 exciting weekends. Hopefully that's it for a long time. But those are the highlights. Sustainable groundwater update. As you see in our board packet, we do have a memorandum of agreement, an MOA. So this kind of touches into our new business item 1. Would you like me to give a synopsis of that from my understanding?
Yeah.
So basically, the governor a few years ago declared a state of emergency, as you're all aware. All these water agencies need to form a plan to keep their water from their water tables from lowering. If you can group together, you have a higher possibility of obtaining Prop 1 grant funding. If you're on your own, that possibility of obtaining that funding decreases greatly. So this MOA and all these other water districts listed in the MOA, they should be approving this about this time of month. Some of them might have already approved it for their agencies. Some of them have yet to approve it. But we're all supposed to join together, approve it, and basically we're working with our neighbors to watch our water tables, and we have this deadline, I think, of June 1st that we all have to meet.
Yep.
So the sooner we can get this approved, the better. We did have to post in the paper for this, which we did. A lot of other agencies have also. So if the board does table this, it's going to put a little bit of a strain on the other agencies, but it can be done. Just want you to know that and be aware of that. Everybody is very comfortable with it. Like I said, it's a good neighborly thing to have. Everybody's wanting to work together on this. Nobody seemed to have any objections, which is quite surprising since there's so many parties involved. Everybody's legal is on the same page. Everybody's general manager is on the same page. It's basically just a memorandum of agreement that we're going to work together, and we're going to try to keep our water tables from lowering. So, and this does increase our chances of Prop 1 and grant funding.
San Antonio passed water, signed theirs last night.
And they're going to be the lead agency or whatever?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
They're going to be basically the parent, and we'll be under them.
Okay. New business?
So when does, as soon as that goes into effect, me and Sarah got to wait until it goes into effect till we go to those meetings?
Probably. I'm not sure. Exactly.
You don't know? Okay. Are you together with Calvin or Stephen? I see Stephen.
Are we on this topic yet? Or do we have to say it's new business so we can talk about this?
It's kind of a catch-22. It's a little bit above. So
what?
Let's move on to new business, the resolution.
Oh, okay.
Do you have questions, comments?
I do have questions. Like the points of contact, it says page six. Points of contact. Each party shall designate a principal contact person for that party. So does that mean we get one seat at that table?
These are notice, you're looking at, I'm sorry, which page?
Page 6, the second
page, letter B at the top
of the page. I think that's more of a, like, when like Maxine goes to
the Alliance.
The Alliance.
Well, that's part of the Alliance, that's what part of this.
I've also, yeah.
No, I said it's the same. So in other words, we're going to have a representative there who's going to be the point of contact. Instead of having the whole board there, we're going to have a person there. I don't think it's going to dilute the input by having more than one or if that's what you're concerned.
No, my concern is it says the resolution by its governing board. So what is that board going to contain? Is that five people? How many agencies are going into this? It's, I didn't take account.
Well,
does each agency get somebody on that governing board? That's on page 3, section 2.
Okay, well, you were talking about point of contact, so now we're moving to another one.
Well, is the point of contact the people on the governing board? Because I didn't read anything else to care about who, how this board's going to be governed, how many people are going to be on the board.
Okay, now you're on item 3.
3, section 2.
Department of Water. The Desert Water Agency and MSW, Mission Springs Water Agency, each will hold it, that's okay. Cabazon Bank will each hold its citizens. See, we fall under A, we don't fall under B or C.
Okay.
Because that's dealing with.
May I address the board? I could be wrong, but I believe the points of contact, if you go to page 8, and it states Banning Heights Mutual Water Company, Desert Water Agency, City of Banning. Underneath all of those, it says city manager, general manager. I believe those are the initial points of contact. So if there's something big that's going to happen, all of these general managers are basically contacted, and then they bring it to their individual boards. As far as down the road, I don't believe we're there yet, but I believe it's at the board's discretion whether they want to appoint one individual director to go on to that master board.
Yeah, I just didn't say anything about how it was going to be, how many seats were going to be on there, how it was going to be done.
I don't think we're quite there yet.
No.
This is just the first step.
To say that we want a full energy.
For example, it doesn't say we're going to receive X amount of dollars in Prop 1 funding and this is how we're going to divide it. It doesn't say that in here because we're not there yet.
Yeah.
This is just the first step down that yellow brick road. So
I'm just trying to make sure that when it does start,
That was supposed to be me and you.
Well, that's what I was, and that's why I was looking at the points of contact. Is that a board member? Is that an employee? I just had different questions, and no one else going to get it.
At this point in time, until they start having meetings, I don't presume it's going to be a different matter.
Yeah, it is.
And there's a name for what I want to call it right now. I just can't think about it. It's you have a meeting, and then you have your bylaws. So they're probably going to have to set all the bylaws at a future date once it's kind of set.
And you already appointed me and Sarah.
I did?
Well, that was for this.
For this?
For going. And then they said, well, we don't want the board members there, so
not
we'll
yet.
Have the general managers. Because the board members.
Yeah, that was the initial drafting of all this. Mm-hmm. So, any other questions? I take that as a no.
Questions? The only other questions I had on this was where it says coordination and cooperation with the Toronto Band of Indians.
What page?
Page 7, stakeholder access, section B.
Yeah, I think the basis of this is because they're a federal regulated tribe. tribe and a sovereign nation, they don't hold to any
laws. Yeah, they can't be in.
But the thing is, hey man, don't be using up all the water that's affecting all of us, so you think we could scale down? It's kind of like the thing that it is. We want to try to get them to coordinate. Because they stand as much to lose if they don't get any water either.
What Robert's saying is correct. During one of the meetings, they actually had Department of Water Resources, the big heads from Sacramento, fly down and talk to all the general managers of the neighboring districts. And the Morongo Band of Mission Indians, they aren't required to watch their groundwater pumping because they're federal. They're not state governed. But this cooperation and coordination, this is basically they're acting neighborly and they're going to put their best efforts to conserve too. They don't have to follow any of it, but they're trying, they're showing an interest in cooperation, and that's basically.
I also think this is a political statement saying we're not going to say to those guys, we're saying we want to work with you. I think that's the gist of what this is, because if we said...
But it's back and forth as well. That's what I'm saying, like, what is it legally willing, like...
We are also the only basin that is working with a tribe. And the DWR said that we're the only ones that they've seen this happening, that we're working with.
And the state does like that we're working with
it's
them.
A big, big... Plus,
it's a huge accomplishment, especially since the tribe is so big and they use a large portion of our groundwater. We do share a large portion with them. And you have to remember, too, they also have a lot to lose if that groundwater is depleted. So all in all, it's a good thing. It's a resolution and memorandum of agreement. It's the two.
I make the motion we approve the resolution 2017-01 and the memorandum of agreement.
I second.
Okay. Director Bowie?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye. Next item on the agenda is a review and approval of an answering specialist contract. District of Hire, third-party phone answering vendor to monitor and overcome emergency line calls during district non-business hours. My experience with this is I used to be paying with their service. I was on call this week or this month, whatever. When the office was closed, all calls were forwarded to the answering service, at which point they called the service tech who was on call. When the outage happened on that scene, somebody called and this call was supposed to be forwarded, it did not get forwarded. And now it lies the problem. This is a way of reducing that problem. And I think you said the cost is about, the monitoring fee would be about $50 a month. But there may be we may have to put in, I think what we can do is if we can set up a call forwarding that after the hours, all the calls are forwarded to that number.
Yeah, we can do that. If the district would also like to purchase through Verizon or the district's carrier a dedicated phone line that only forwards to the call forwarding place, that can also be done. That's going to be an additional cost.
Right.
But I didn't have the numbers for at the time that the board packets were sent out, but it was going to be about $50 a month for this service. And this service was to reduce liability. So if the district's phone system is it forwarding correctly, the liability is not on the district, it's on the call forwarding service.
We can actually, because 99.9% of people are going to call the 4442 number, because that's the only number they own, we need to set that up with Verizon, or the carrier, that it's forwarded after closing and on the weekends, automatically. And I know it can be set automatically, I think. So I think that should just be automatic to the carrier without a second or a third or a fourth phone number.
Yeah.
It's my personal opinion. Because when you call, what number do you call? 4442. 4442, 4442. And the people know that's on their bill. Mm-hmm. They're not going to look at their bill. They're going to, or whatever, they just got to call the water district.
Mm-hmm.
That's the number that comes up. They're not, well, in case of an emergency, we'll do that. So they're not going to want to dial another number. So I think we just go with the number.
Okay.
Did we not just get a new telephone system?
We do have a new phone system.
Does that not handle call routing? I mean, it does.
It
does the ICNI call forwards, which one does do? This is kind of my wheelhouse, so why wouldn't it be able to forward a number?
It does. If you push 9, it's supposed to go to the district emergency cell. But I was told, I didn't experience this personally because I don't have the emergency phone, but I was told that during the Maxine incident, the hydrant, for some reason it was looping, or when people pressed 9, it didn't go to the emergency phone. That's what Calvin mentioned to me. He said for some reason it was the phone system at the district wasn't working.
Can we try that right now?
You can try
right
now.
Yeah, I can call in the number right now and we can see what it does.
I think it's since been resolved.
Then why are we paying an additional $50 a month?
It was to reduce the liability of the districts.
It's a what if,
but we just paid for a whole new telephony system.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we use that telephony system to its fullest extent? Because that call forwarding is now after hours routing should be handled by the technology that phone system can do.
This telephone answering service, if you tell them, okay, at 4:30 p.m. every day to 8 a.m. in the morning every day, between those hours, when someone calls the office number, we want you guys to answer. They can, from my understanding, they can set it up so there's no ifs, ands, or buts. That's just what happens. It switches over like that.
Mm-hmm.
Calvin had brought this up because he wanted to prevent the district's liability. So if there is a major leak and it's blowing out houses left and right, and people are pushing that 9 extension number and it's not reaching the emergency phone, the district would be 100% liable. Where if the district, if somebody calls the office number and it's between those hours and it goes straight to that telephone service company, they're responsible for getting in touch with the district operator ASAP. If they don't, then they're liable for it.
What I'm saying is there should be hours routing on the new system that we just installed so that they don't have to press that. But after the calls come in after hours, if they say, we could possibly even change the router.
I don't know if our phone, I can check, I don't know if our phone system's that advanced though.
Is there a vendor
I
can talk to or something?
We have our IT, our computer vendor, but I do know that...
Not the computer vendor, but the phone vendor.
The computer company is what supplied us with the phone system. So I do know that there isn't, at least right now, there. If you call the district office, it says press 1 if you want to go here, press 2 if you want to go here, press 3, these are the office hours. Press 9 you want to reach the emergency, if it's an emergency call. So when you press 9, then it routes to the...
Well, what I'm saying is there should be something set up in the system that after those hours, it would route and say, I'm sorry, our office is closed right now. If this is an emergency, press 1. The whole message itself should change.
I don't know if it changes, but it does say that. It does say our office hours are this.
See, so if it changes the message on it, it can change the route.
I understand what you're saying.
right now, if I called after hours, it goes through the same menu.
Mm-hmm.
What she's saying is, after an hour, she's wanting to know if there's a software in there that will switch it to the call and dial this number.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing there lies the question is, do you want it routing it? I think he doesn't want to put a phone number on it. He wants it to, like, so you said, press 9 to connect it and stuff. The question is if the phone system fails again, I think that's Calvin's part of it. And I understand your argument. You put the system in, but okay, if it, I'm not for or against that, but if it doesn't forward the call, then what happens?
Well, if their system doesn't forward, you're still incorporating some other kind of telephony in place to forward the call to this Idaho company. So the phone company is going to pay for our water outages if they don't get us the call right?
Is that what the state of Idaho says? Because I don't know Idaho.
And this contract here says
that we don't buy Idaho. That's signed in California, so they fall into California.
That is not what this contract says if you sign it. This contract says that you're following under line number 5 at the bottom. Party agrees that the laws of the state of Idaho shall govern a dispute which might arise under this agreement.
So the contract is being signed in Idaho, basically.
And I mean, for $50 a month, you could just forward the calls to a burner phone and give that to the one call person for the $20 a month. I mean, sorry, telephony is kind of an idea.
We had a lot of angry customers that night, that day period. And I was getting frustrated myself.
But you know what?
What was the system doing?
What? They were there within an hour and a half, as I understand it, shutting meters, shutting hydrants off, or shutting valves off. And it took a long time to drain the system.
It was a headache.
People coming out because they were in the middle of the shower. And all of a sudden,
okay.
They had no water.
Okay. So we had to shut the pipe off to fix the light, right? And it's an emergency.
What Maxine is getting at is, people, it doesn't matter. My water got turned off, and I was in the shower, and we need to fix it.
I had everybody
stand up waiting.
Anybody who knows me on Maxine Street was calling me because they couldn't get through here. It was cutting them off, or
okay. They
wouldn't get through, and it was like, They wanted them to leave a message. It was, what?
How much happier are they going to be when you get this people who's like an after hours, when your doctor goes on lunch and you call them and you start saying, yeah, I need to know, and you speak forever and they go, oh, I'm sorry, I'm just an answering service. Thanks, How much pissed are they going to be?
Well, when
that?
I worked at the crane repair company, you called in and they say, okay, I will call a technician. Because that's the point of their call, is to handle the emergency. You call in and say, what is your emergency? There's a busted water pipe. I will call the service people out right now.
Are they going to take that information?
It's handled like an emergency room call. They take
like a 911 call.
They take your name, your callback number, the reason for your call, and if the district wants their location.
Can we get the price on what is the like this exact price and then what the exact price for call forwarding is?
Well, the exact price that for the first and last name, for the reason of the callback number, and the location of the incident, so the location, the reason why they're calling and where it's happening, it was gonna be $48 and some change a month. That's for a minimum, there's a minimum monthly charge of $25 and there's a 25 call minimum per month. I don't
call maximum, 25 maximum.
Well, they basically charge you about $25 on top of that first $25 for 25 calls or less. You can't, if you can't just say, bill me as the calls come in, because if we only get two calls, they're not going to make money.
Call. Yeah,
so is it $48 a month or is it $25?
It's 48. It's $48 and some change a month total.
It's around about $50.
Yeah, no, but I don't know if you were saying that it was $25. I didn't see it.
It wasn't in here when I dispersed the board packets. It was a $25 flat service fee, monthly service fee, okay? And then they charge you per call. But if we only have two calls a month, they're not going to make any money. So they say, well, we have to charge you an additional $25 on top of that. That's a minimum that we want. It's for 25 calls or less.
Oh, I see how it is. Mm-hmm. It's just like our water rates. It's actually $50 a month, but you get the first 25 calls free.
If there's...
I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but that's my water bill every month. We don't have that many.
I got mine down to $69 last month.
But I'm saying that's one person's water bill every month.
If we get... Now, if we get 1,000 calls in 1 month, that price is going to go up. I think they charge 69 or 94 cents a call. Then they charge you 69 cents a call after that, or 94 cents a call after that. But our emergency line generally isn't called that often.
I make a motion to table this until we get a little more information. Okay. Okay. Any other questions?
What are the telephony system we have now? Are they is it an in-house system? Is it an in-house box, like it's here, and it's handling the calls here?
Yes.
And what did tech support say about what happened with that? Who said what happened on the weekend?
I don't know. I didn't speak to tech support. It's basically, if you went to Walmart and bought a phone system with gadgets, you have the instruction manual, and they say, here, read the instruction manual. There you go. Now, our computer company, we can call them, and they will give us some support, but it's not...
The computer company can call, or is this phone, is this service with this box?
It's not...
No.
It's our computer company, our computer vendor.
Isn't it
got us the
Frontier?
Phone. It's Accent. No, it's not Frontier. It's Accent Computer. They said, you guys are looking for a phone. We can get you a phone. Here's one. Do you want it? We said yes.
So they should support that.
They support it. But the phone, there are limitations to it. It's fancier than your phone or my phone at home, but there are limitations to it. But I can check and see what happened.
If they told us, here's this phone system that we support. Maybe I need to come in and get on the phone. I don't know. Just see what happens.
But it's not something, I don't want you to think it's something where there's somebody at that computer vendor's place that they're on a call switch and here, let me transfer your call.
No, it's nothing like that. No, I understand the system's set up to do that, but somebody, there was a loop, there's a problem in the way that, who set it up? Did we set it up?
Our computer company set it up.
The computer company is a reseller of the product, basically.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Somebody told them we needed a phone system, better phone system. They said, here, we've got this. We distribute this, but this is the limit of what the system is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as if you were to call Verizon.
No, I know exactly what it is, but the way it drives me nuts when I call into it, because I despise it, just because that's what I do. But when you call in, they set it up wrong. There's a loop somewhere. They set something wrong. They pointed a media into a skill wrong somewhere. They set up something wrong. If it's not that, we're right.
I think the big thing was it was working, and then all of a sudden it didn't work.
That's so. A scary thing when you're talking IT and tech.
Mm-hmm.
They said something. It's a simple enough operation. It's only about a couple of talks. And so we need to investigate and have that. And I know I'm kind of help with that.
And take pictures so you can post it on Facebook.
I know, right?
I didn't take the pictures.
Somebody did.
How can I take the pictures?
You had somebody. take a picture and start to post on Facebook.
Can I ask the board, just for clarification, because we are tabling it, what would the board like to see exactly for the next meeting?
I'd like to see that after Ms. Wargo, because of her knowledge and computer skills, takes a look at the system to see if there's something that can be done. And then we'll look into that further. Or for $600, can we buy a whole lot more phone system?
I think it's
probably in the system already. It's just not set up.
Right, I understand that.
That's what I think they're talking about. You know, it's in the system. It's just not set up.
I understand. And what I'm saying is that I don't know what that system costs. That the new phone system, I don't know what it costs. But John is saying for $600, and it was 12 months of payments of $15, and $600, it's possible we could get a far superior system.
Not having $50 a month kind of deal after that.
We don't need that far,
so
they just set it up
to keep it. I'd be like, we'll take them out here for nothing and check it out and fix it or whatever.
No, I'm gonna
get on the phone and call right now and try to break it.
Text.
The next item. Public comment, and I see somebody else out here. Did you have something you want to say, sir? Not on the agenda?
No. I got a question for Calvin. He's not here.
No, he's not here today. Okay. Well, each public comment. Future agenda items, we already have the one for her. Mm-hmm. You'll get her your information, okay? Okay, that was a public. Does the board have any agenda items they want to put on the agenda? Okay.
Uh-huh.
You have nothing? Management comment? Board member comments? Okay. Finance and Audit Workshop, Tuesday, the 18th of April. Regular board meeting, Tuesday, April 18th at 5 and 6 p.m. No personal committees. This is the Passwater Regional Alliance meeting, will be on the 22nd, which is tomorrow, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Okay. Call this meeting at 6:55. Not the quickest, but it's close.